Got it, Rick. Zelig speaking. Yes. Yeah, I'll grab him for you, mate. Bear with me for a minute.
Oh, Tony speaking. Yeah, good yourself. Yep. About there, yeah. Yeah, not 100%. The battery is still a great battery. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the battery. Yeah. What brand is the trickle charger, do you know? No, you're right. You just need to double check if it can do AGM or not. AGM is a little bit different to a normal battery. If not, the triple chargers are about $200 anyway. So lithium, non-lithium, they're all, around the same price. Maybe just have a look into your triple charger and see if you can do it or not. Otherwise, the if you can do AGM. So they are a little bit different. They are very similar to a normal, lead acid battery. But they've got like sort of plates and glass mats that need to get cleaned by the charger, if that makes sense, when it's charging it. Most generic batteries. Was that sorry? The batteries, if you've got nothing drawing power, you might get like 6 weeks. Yeah, but we just don't recommend it because those are a little bit temperamental. Yeah, so those AGM batteries, if you do let them run flat completely, you're basically, throwing it away. Yeah, that's the only issue with those. Whereas the lithium ones, they've got a low voltage cutoff where I think if they get below 8 volts, it is, the battery has a switch inside it and just completely kills it. And when you go to turn the ignition on, it's like the battery's actually completely dead or disconnected. Yeah, easy. Nah, all good. Yeah. Nah, not at all. Nah. Yeah, worst case, Warrigal maybe take it around the block just to make sure that all the trims are in line. But it doesn't have to go back on the dyno or anything silly like that. I don't think we've driven it just yet. Just because we're trying to work out pricing and we're sort of a little bit flat out, so we didn't want to drive it and then, just drive it for no reason, sort of thing. Actually, just while I remember, you did have the wrong spark plugs in there as well. Whoever's done it last has put like non-turbo style plugs in there. They've got a 1.1 mil gap. The turbos want a 0.8 mil gap. A little bit, yes.